Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. What's up?
Hey.
How y'all doing?
I'm Cody.
It's the year. It's still the year of the fiery horse.
Yes.
What's the difference between the horse and the fiery horse? The fiery horse got a speed button on it. Like, you know how your car got turbo boost and then regular?
Yep.
I think you got that.
So, you know, you got different horses. You got the stallion, and then you got the one that just associated with the beer, the Clydesdale. You got a Clydesdale and you got a stallion.
Clydesdale sound old and decrepit.
Exactly,
like, you know, that's Clydesdale.
That's
walk with precision.
They do. So think of your Clydesdale as your old niggas.
Okay, yeah, Clydesdale do sound like an old.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he just looked like
real polished,
clunk. It got business.
He probably the one that you could put a carriage on the back of and ride the people in. You can't put no carriage on the back of no goddamn stallion.
Boy, stallion, wow.
Them people be flying all over the goddamn street. The damn carriage would be disconnected. The stallion be all the way down the goddamn street. People be dead.
You got to make sure you strapped up.
You be like, who the hell thought that was a good idea?
Okay, so that's a good
analogy. Because honey.
Okay. Clydesburn.
It's some responsibility.
Clydesdale.
Yeah. She said the Clydesburn.
Oh, I'm thinking about Clyde.
You think about Jim Clyburn.
Yeah, must be. Okay. Clydesdale.
It's some things that you just don't put on a certain caliber of a person or animal and expect them to, you know, do that particular job. Case in point. I don't know why these YNs think that you're supposed to go in these animals' natural habitat and take pictures with them and do all kind of weird shit.
Because they have no fear.
No animals ain't until with it.
Them animals,
ain't
even
with
if they not in their natural habitat.
They have no fear.
This is an animal that comes from the wild. We don't know what's going on in that head. So this young man is taking a picture. I don't know if he's visiting or, you know, it's a milestone birthday or whatever. But he thought it would be cool to dress up and take a picture with a lion and sit next to the lion.
When you say dress up, like he dressed up as a lion?
Like he was dressed in like a crown with the suit.
He was
taking a photo for something. I don't know if it was his birthday or he was branding something or whatever. But he goes all nicely dressed to take a picture next to this lion, right? The lion puts his paw. See, case in this is the for this.
Uh-huh. Son, I don't think you want to do this.
The people who taming the lion, who they look like they live in the wild too.
Mm-hmm.
They like, oh, don't move. It's okay. Next thing you know, the lion put his face on the man. He's still jittery. They like, no, calm down, it's okay. Y'all, the lion lifted up and put his mouth all over the top of the man. Luckily, he had the damn crown on. I said, oh, shit. Run for cover. That was all it took. The minute that lion got that damn crown wrapped around, that nigga took off so goddamn. Yeah, because why you thought that was a good idea, Daquan? That's what your stupid ass get.
You think he thought he was an animal?
And it was like, it was like, you know, them motherfuckers move fast.
Yes.
So it was like, in 1 second, in like a split second, the damn lion had done jumped up, put his head all over the crown, and then had the mitt, his little hand, what the fuck you call
the
it?
Paw.
The paw, like knocking the chair down, and this motherfucker catapulted away out of the chair and ran off.
That lion said he trying to stay hidden. People looking for him and he don't need to be in nobody's picture.
This nigga almost died.
So what was it like? Was he trying to do a photo shoot?
It was a photo shoot because
he the king.
Because even
the
photographer who is standing back.
The lion king.
Yeah. So even the photographer who's standing back, he done, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? You could see where it startled everybody.
So he was on some David Ruffin type shit.
Yeah, but the little lion handlers, of course, you know, they kind of like, you know, they jacking him up, but they ain't using enough strength. There's like three of them. Because y'all got to remember, lions are heavy. That's a big animal. That's a big animal.
Yeah, that was dumb. I don't even know why I wouldn't even attempt that. I don't even like going to the zoo.
I like going to the zoo.
I don't like the way it smells.
It's a smell now.
It's nothing.
I like going.
Even as a child, I never. No.
I think I'm just a little nerd, huh?
Probably.
I am.
Now I will say this about Sue. She's very adventurous. So even when we went to the DR and we went to this like, what was it, a horse farm or something?
I want to ride the
horse. She was the only one that rode the horse. Because I don't know, them horses just look like they had been through some shit in their life.
Was it a stallion or was it a Clydesdale?
Child,
We don't know what kind of horse that was.
Maybe
it was a Dominican horse.
That was a Dominican horse. And that horse looked like his house got foreclosed on.
And his wife left him. I'm just here for the money.
And he said, if y'all try me today, I will whoop y'all ass. I was not all of, like, it wasn't just me. Mm-mm. Kim even said,
yeah, Kim,
all the damn horses look like they mad about
something.
But you
know, they are because they get tired of performing day in and day out. Mm-mm. Yes, they get tired of all these random booties up on their backs.
And see, I'd be the one. It'd be me, the one to get throwed off that motherfucker. And when he decide he can't take no more and he just going to kill me.
I really believe animals have feelings,
mm-hmm.
I really believe in their own way they feel just like us.
Yeah,
we're tired
they
of the bullshit.
Okay. Look at their asses. And they talk about us like a dog.
And that's why I don't do dogs and going to people's house with dogs because the minute them motherfuckers run at me and the owner be like, "Oh, he's not gonna bite you." Well, why the fuck would you let him come and run up on me like that and scare me half to death? Tell me, don't be scared. Don't run. No, but put this motherfucker outside on the leash. Why is he running up on me?
Because what he do for you, he may not do for everybody else.
Yeah. Oh, he know you scared. That's why he... Right, I am scared. I can't stop being scared. Get this motherfucker.
But I do feel sorry for show animals and show pets. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, they train them day in, day out. They feed them a little food. They give them a little rest. And then back at it, rehearsals. They tired.
And it's going to come a time when one of them animals
It happens. Look at the dolphins. Look at the dolphins do it all the time. People go to SeaWorld and all these different shows. And these dolphins were performing all these tricks. And sometimes they don't like these people
and spit the water in their face
and they chew them up and they bite them. Seriously,
dolphins be biting people.
Yeah,
like
dolphins.
That?
Dolphins attack.
Oh
yeah,
shit.
Dolphins attack.
I done seen them spit water at people.
Yeah,
and flap water at
so
people.
So you don't remember at SeaWorld when they had the strike in SeaWorld with, you know, they trying to say that, you know, we abused the animals there, but they have dolphins to attack the trainers and attack people and the guests come out. And yes, dolphins attack.
Get out.
Mm-hmm.
See? Y'all better stop fucking with these people.
What was the little dolphin name show we used to watch? Flipper. Flipper tied. Flipper is tired. Y'all done made a show about Flipper. Y'all done put Flipper on the on this pedestal.
But
Flipper is tired.
It's the same way people get tired. It's the same
way. Lassie was tired.
It's the same way women our age tired of dating. And we just like, you know what?
We flip out.
I be by my goddamn self.
Mm-hmm. They think we crazy. Mm-hmm. We done seen your kind one too many times. And as soon as something trigger us, that's we gonna it. Flip out.
You can't throw me no snack. You can't give me a little reward for doing right. And yeah, let me throw her some dick. Yeah. She'll behave this week.
And put a couple of dollars put in the cash couple out.
Yeah, she gonna do right. Nope, we tired. Mm-hmm. I don't want it. I don't even want it. You can keep that, sir. Because I'm in a place now where I don't need a man's time. I don't need a man's money. I don't need a man's companionship. I'm cool on all that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if y'all see me with a nigga, if y'all see me some out with a nigga, I enjoy this man. I enjoy spending time with him. I ultimately like him. That's why y'all don't see me nowhere with no nigga.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. You don't. You gonna see, guess who I enjoy?
You.
Myself.
And Cash.
Well, even he gets on my nerves sometimes.
No, he too little.
Because this is my boy dog, y'all. He's my mama dog, but he think he mine too. Even Cash get to the point where I'm petting him, right? He'll sit in my lap or he'll be on the floor and I'm petting him. The minute I stop petting him, this nigga gonna jump on me like, get your hand back down here. I'm not done with you. It's never enough. It's never enough. If you sat there and petted him all day, all night,
that should be enough.
He'll still stop and jump on you when you stop. Because with these men, it's never enough. You can't do enough for them. You can't. But hold on. They gonna throw you a goddamn treat, a dolphin treat, and be like, hey, bitch,
and
expect you to jump and do tricks and be a good show person. Mm. And they gonna do the minimum.
So we ain't no different from the animals.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
We all the same.
They tricking you with the
some
treats.
Some got two legs, some got four.
There you
some
go. They tricking. Yep, some of them got fins. They tricking you with the treats. Don't get tricked. Don't get tricked by the trick.
Oh, God.
You see how that worked?
That was cute, though.
But
that was cute.
Which doesn't even go nothing in what we talking about today.
Well, it does because it's about handling yourself accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Handling yourself accordingly.
And being the strong, unapologetic, because knowing what you want.
They won't have to throw you no tricks if you already carry yourself in a certain way.
I'm unmoved.
So if you carry the power like you're supposed to, them tricks and treats and whatever ain't going to matter. It's not going to work.
I know, right. That's right. DJ Blaze, hit it.
As a man, I love unpunishable women. I love women damn near misandrous, you feel me, in nature. Like I truly, first of all, what it is, it's power. And again, I guess that makes sense as a man, right? I love power. But I love power in a different context than I think the average patriarchal man, right? Like, I genuinely love women who emit, who not only imagine but embody, embrace, and exude power in who they are, what they do, how they speak, how they walk, how they dress. And again, when I say how they dress, whether it's modest, whether it's provocative, just in however they choose to exist, and you can feel it as a man, as a person, you can feel when a woman has real power, belief in herself. I love that. I love unpunishable, unconquerable women. Damn.
So I
I like the little sound after the
he was so well spoken. Mm-hmm. And there was the point where he said he loved women, and he even loved the women who were misandrous. Don't know if everyone in interwebs land knows what a misandrous woman is, but that is a woman who hates men or holds them like not in high regard. Okay, I'll say that.
Because I didn't know what that word meant. So right. Enlighten
so,
me.
So it's me. It's me. I'm a Sandris.
You're a Sandris.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. But my, for some reason, my, I like the word Missandry.
I speak of Missandry when I speak about men, right?
You do.
I don't like them. I don't like them. Do I have to exist in a world with men so I know how to coexist? Yes. Yes, I do. So I don't just punch them in the face, everyone that comes. So I know how to play the game with men.
Do you think all men are the same?
Is it that you just don't like them? Or, I mean, do you really not like men?
Is it the behavior that
they display?
I don't like the behaviors. And it's like, I could like a guy. I could meet a man. I give everybody a fair chance, right? And so the minute they do something that I don't like that men do, they in the bucket with all the rest of them motherfuckers. Because I knew. Because I was just waiting. I was just waiting for you to show me you was one of them.
Is there a certain type of attribute that you are looking for that they do not deliver? Because no one's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So is it... You got to have some... slither of a...
So I give you a prime example. I love Lil Duval. He's funny. He's a funny guy. I've gone to see him in shows. And, you know, he makes me laugh. He just looks like he's living his best life. And I enjoy him, right? Lil Duval has started doing this little skit with women on his little island or whatever. Whatever he's doing. And it's very misogynistic. I guess that would be the opposite in a sense of a misandrous woman. But where he's, I don't want to say berating, but using women as objects in his little parody of whatever he's doing. And I didn't like that. That rubbed me the wrong way. But I said, hey, to each his own. Mm-hmm. Luke Skywalker did the same thing when he put them hoes on his album cover. And it was some women who allow him to do this. So, hey, if that's what y'all like, that's what y'all like. I wouldn't do no shit like that. But, hey, that's me. Now, when the shit went down with Clay and Megan, and he made the statement of, well played, I would have used her and did this with her and just kind of like downplayed what Megan was going through based off of his personal feelings about her and put her in the category of, see, women ain't shit. Use them for what we need to use them for. They just want the money. Use them for whatever we gonna use them for and throw their asses away like trash. I look at that nigga in a whole new light now. I don't like him no more. He cool, but there's a disregard for him now because I wasn't expecting that from you. I think there was a way you could have said what you needed to say without being so ruthless.
Well, he's never been really one of my favorite people, even though his content...
Not a fave, but...
It was, funny. It was all right. But I always thought he had a complex about himself.
And he does.
And it's And I don't want to say the Napoleon syndrome.
He's a short motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't want to blame it on that. But I think he has reached a point of in his life where mm-hmm. he can feel like the big dog in mm-hmm. more than one way, tall, right. whatever. But I think he's been through maybe, and this is me on the outside looking yeah. in. He's been through some things in his life, some mm-hmm. challenges, relationships probably because of
Little.
He's not only he's little short, but he's little. He's little mm-hmm. short. You know, like he's yeah. a double yeah. edged sword.
Yeah.
And so I think now money, because if he didn't have the money,
he'd still be a runt motherfucker.
Right.
And so nobody really, would give him the time
exactly.
of day.
So I think that plays a lot into his character where he is today. Because I'm telling you, if he, him and a lot of other guys, if they did not have the success that they have, mm-hmm. they wouldn't even be thought of.
Right.
So I just, some of his outbursts that he's done in the past, I just look at it as a little boy crying out that he is now living a past.
I'm still hurt.
I'm living a past that I could not live before. Mm-hmm. And so I am making up for lost times.
Because
that's how I see it.
Because there was a tall girl like Megan who called that nigga a runt. Mm-hmm.
There was a short girl that called him a runt.
Right.
It doesn't even have to be tall. It could be the same height. It could have been a midget.
I'm glad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Little people.
I'm glad that happened to you, tall girl, because I'm still crying out as this little runt nigga that you dissed back in the day. I get it.
So what did he actually say in the post?
Basically saying, Clay, well played. You played her in the position that you did. You did what you had to do, and now you done left
her. She didn't deserve for anyone to treat her nice, basically.
And so, that's what he said, so, that she so didn't deserve?
So he posted a picture of her and every person in the industry
that she's been with.
And, you know, he's looking at like, dang, you gave her more than any other person has given her, mm-hmm. but well played.
And she didn't deserve it.
And she did, yeah.
Basically, she didn't deserve it.
It was degrading.
It was.
It was very degrading.
Because why doesn't she deserve it? Why didn't she deserve it? Why would a black woman not deserve to be treated well?
Because they're looking at her past and they say, mm-hmm. oh, she was a hoe, or she was out there, she was loose, she was blah, blah, blah. No man should take that serious. And I beg to differ. Mm. I beg to differ.
I didn't see the post. I can see Lil Duval saying that. I didn't see the post. It's unfortunate.
It is.
But even the comments up underneath the post and how the men were bashing.
Oh, it's been a lot of people bashing.
Oh, she a hoe?
Yeah.
You don't a hoe gonna be a hoe and da 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 da. And I was just like, and I'm pretty sure that with all the comments, these are men with wives and girlfriends.
Okay. Of course.
So if you think that you can't take a turn a hoe into a housewife, you can't do this, you can't. Well.
And then I guess my point is, like, why? Why are you all calling Megan a whore? Like, what happened to the point that she was a whore? Okay, she dated Party. She dated Lil Baby. Well, she didn't date him, but she had relation with Lil Baby. Mm-hmm. She
another short runt motherfucker.
But my thing is, men do the same thing. They do the right. same. Not saying that it gives a woman shouldn't do, you know, put herself out there like that. But how you gonna the pot calling the kettle black? Men, you're doing the same thing. You're moving from woman to woman. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand it.
But I think everybody saw that because it was a beautiful thing to me. I felt like she felt at home. Her mm-hmm. the family appeared to like her, you know.
So you're right. So now you have dudes like Slim Thug who already been bashing her for her relationship and the choice that she made, and you know,
because he was, and he now was very fond of her.
You are fueling people who already looking for your downfall,
yeah,
to have something more to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is crazy.
And that's what happened. So of course now he's up, like they say, you know, the city boys are up, or the boys are up now, because he, you know, tells her, well, I don't want to be in a relationship with you anymore.
Exactly. So you got,
or he can't be just committed to her.
So they looking at young women like Cardi, who, mm-hmm. you know, was not even divorced yet. having a baby by another man who has multiple kids. Mm-hmm. Now she's not with that man anymore.
Mm-hmm. And they laughing at her.
It's
about choices and decisions.
And sometimes we do put ourselves in situations, because one thing I do know is that we have the choice. We hold the power, but we don't utilize the power right. And so now you're given the ammunition. Is it right? No, it's not right to laugh at someone's demise. Mm-mm. And it doesn't feel good when the rabbit got the gun, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, protect your women, regardless of what they have done.
I think somebody in the post said something about, why should we feel sorry for her? Y'all didn't feel sorry for Will Smith when Jada let him look like a goddamn fool slapping.
I felt sorry for Will.
In all actuality, we took more of Will's side than we did Jada, because mm-hmm. we know she's orchestrating this fucking bad behavior. Mm-hmm. If anything, I would want Will to get the hell away from her mm-hmm. to have some kind of meaningful life, because she is no good for him. She's not.
Nope.
So for them to say that, that lets you know that they make up in their mind, or they make scenarios and shit up to accommodate their wrongs in the shit that they do.
Yeah, men and women, both though. Both.
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely. Both.
But I think in the case of Meg, I think when she lied on public TV and she said she did not have a relationship with Tory Lanez, or she did not sleep with Tory Lanez, I think the credibility of her went out the window. Mm-hmm. Because she could have just said, yes, we had sexual relations, and that would have been
I don't think she wanted to be accused of that incident that went down. So she tried to separate herself from him in all aspects.
Yeah, but you can't lie, because the truth was going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot, you just don't lie. I don't know if her publicist, I don't know if her team told her to do that, or she just made the decision to say, or tell Gail King, no, I didn't sleep with him. I think when all of that went down, I think a lot of people just was just kind of like, ah.
I really believe that was a genuine friendship. I believe that it just went south. It went south. It went mm-hmm. sour. And he was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Tory Lanez was hurt by that. And she was hurt as well. I think he was hurt because he know the truth. She was hurt because she couldn't tell the truth. And I just think that was a relationship that society, again, mm-hmm. you had to show yourself detachment, because she was mm-hmm. probably coached.
It wasn't a good look.
It wasn't a good look for her, and she had to remove herself. This girl has been through some hell and
so
high
much. She doesn't have her mother or her father.
And I really believe that was a genuine friendship before mm-hmm. it went south.
Right. And I think with Clay Thompson's family, I think she finally felt like,
I got a second.
I have a family.
Mm-hmm. And for him to do what he did. And this is another thing, like with celebrities, I just hate that they have to live their lives in the public.
Yeah.
There was one celebrity that dated, and we didn't even know that they were, I think it was Tachina and her, when she was on Living Single, she was dating the white guy. You didn't know about that?
On Living Single, Tachina?
When she was on Martin.
Tisha Campbell.
No, Tachina Arnold.
Oh, Tachina,
yeah.
Arnold.
Yeah, she was dating this white guy while she was on.
Oh, what's the name? 90210. Brian
and
Austin
they dated
Green.
For years, yeah. And the public never knew.
And they never knew.
I never knew. She came out recently and talked about it.
She sure did.
On the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, and then she talked about it with Andrew Martinez. Yeah.
No one ever knew. She went to, I think, an Oscar show or a Grammy with him, but it was still not even, no one knew that they were a couple. They just thought that, you know, this is my date for the night. Like, mm-hmm. this is my plus one. But no one ever connected the dots together.
Right.
And she told him, I could never go any further with you because one, society ain't gonna let me. Mm-hmm. You are the top star of your show. Mm-hmm. I am just a black girl on a comedy sitcom, mm-hmm. and I've done a few movies. And she said the world would not take us serious, and you're gonna always choose your kind over me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And guess what? He did. He ended up marrying some woman.
I can't think her name.
Yeah, yeah. They had children, and she said, "I will never be able to be that woman for you because society will not allow me to." And I just wish that when celebrities like Meg, any celebrity, mm-hmm. when you are really serious about your person, keep it to yourself.
Well, you know, Taraji has done a great job in doing that.
Keep it to
Taraji,
yourself.
Taraji, she was like, you're not going to be, you know, unless we're engaged. And even when she got engaged to that fella, mm-hmm. they still weren't out in the public eye together. Let me tell you who else does a great job with their personal life. Kerry Washington, mm-hmm. and her husband play NFL football.
Oh, really? Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know she's married, but I didn't know he was a, okay.
Yeah, he was an NFL player.
I don't know anything about him.
So I think you got to make the decision. You got to make the choice. I felt like Jay-Z and Beyonce did a great, I mean, people knew, you knew they were together, but what else you going to know? You still don't know what about them.
That thing that thing locked in the vault.
Kelly Rowland and her husband, I think they do a great job with not having everybody involved in what they do.
I just think
you gotta
even when you're not a celebrity, why is it everybody's business who the fuck you with?
And why do you have to display your relationship on social media?
Yeah, like, you don't have to do a hard all lunch, of the soft trips, lunch.
All mm-hmm. of the yacht. The videos, that was not necessary.
The Christmas tree pictures that the ones on our page do. And we be like, well, what happened to the man? I'm just saying.
I'm trying to figure out.
You know how every season, we might see one of our friends uh-huh. who they might post their little pajamas, Christmas pajama picture mm-hmm. with their significant other. By March, you don't see no more pictures of them.
I think it's just all in what you allow, even if you are one of the top celebrities, because even a lot of people didn't even know Meg and Clay was together at first. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it's
boom, 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 boom.
Oh, looky here. I think Glorilla and Brandon Ingram do a good job. You see them here and there.
That's it. That's all you need to see.
All.
Let the paparazzi do their job, because they're going to do their job.
Right.
But then don't add fuel to the fire mm-hmm. by doing all this extra mm-hmm. stuff. Because guess what? The world already don't want to see people mm-hmm. together anyway. Right. The world already negative about everything. You don't see a lot of congratulations going on when people get together. It's like, oh, why he's with her? Why she's with him? Yeah.
But Angela Bassett and Courtney B. Vance, they do a good job.
I didn't feel good about that whole Cardi and Stefan situation, mainly because why are you parading this man around and you're still married, number one? Then you go and get pregnant by him and he's got other women pregnant at the same time as you. I just never felt that good about that situation.
Well, that situation was
her to be happy. Yeah. I wanted her to be happy, but also you got to do things decent and in order.
Yeah.
You know you are someone in the public eye. I think you're doing too much, too fast, and you have not resolved.
And that's her lesson.
You have not resolved this situation. But this had to happen to show her how to move.
Yeah, that's her lesson, because she,
going forward.
Yeah, that's her lesson. And you know what? She probably's going to have to pay alimony, and she probably going to have to give Offset money.
But look at how how God granted her the opportunity to have a phenomenal tour.
Yeah.
So that she could pay this alimony mm-hmm. out.
Yep.
So the same way God is going to humble you and show you the errors of your mistake, he's also going to turn the situation into a blessing and a lesson for you to learn something from if you take the shit and learn from it.
I think the downfall is a price. Mm-hmm. There's a price to the decisions that we make. sometimes it's monetary and sometimes it is not monetary, that what we have to deal with. And I don't want nobody hitting my pockets. That's time is money. And
smart. I don't either. But sometimes
you can't get that money back.
Sometimes you got to get your pockets hit to wake up and make the changes. Sometimes you have to. And also getting ahead of things and embracing what has been done. Tell your truth before you give somebody else the ability to tell it.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And own and be accountable for what you have done.
Right. I think Cardi B does a great job of that. Like she does. Okay, I got caught up.
Yeah, I am.
I'm pregnant. But guess what? I'm going to have this baby. Got a beautiful little boy. Cutest thing. But, you know, she knows she messed up. So now I don't know how she, hopefully.
Well, they said she's dating someone now.
And she probably is.
And I think that's the wrong thing. Personally, for me.
Right.
You need to sit down. Sit down.
Right.
I said the same thing about Meg. I think she needs to just kind of.
Maybe you don't need to be in a relationship.
Just pause.
Because I'm scared Cardi might get pregnant by the new guy. Like,
she's
we all know somebody that every relationship they get in, they end up knocked up, having a baby or something going on. And it's like, dang, every dude.
Because I don't know who told women that having a baby was going to keep the goddamn man. But having a baby do not keep the goddamn man.
No, but some women do it for financial security.
Yeah.
Some do. Even with
that's
the broke
true.
Ones.
All right.
Even with the broke ones. They do it to have some leverage within that man. They may not be able to keep him, but they try to use that child as a leverage.
Yeah, for money or to get them back or
to make their life hell. It's not always about financials. It's always to make that man's life hell. And then some men do the same thing to women. Even though they lie, they tell the woman, I want you to have my baby. We're going to be in this together. Just so that man could be in that woman's life for the duration of whatever. Pop in and pop out.
I guess
at their will.
Mm-hmm. I guess what I don't understand is, if you know you're not serious about me, why are we even playing this game? Why are you bringing me around your children, around your family?
Right.
Why are we spending holidays together if you know that you're not serious about me? I think that ultimately angers me, because I don't even have to be in this space if you would have just said what it was. Hey, I enjoy spending time with you, but I'm a young man. I want to date other women, but you are ultimately the woman who I enjoy the most. But there are other people.
Yep.
Like, have that conversation with me and give me the opportunity to decide if that's what I want to do, or is that what I not want to do?
Well, this goes back to the clip that we played previously. Women, we make the choice on the type of man that we want in our life, for the most part. We can be bamboozled, but it's about our presence, our poise, our power, our it's about how we carry ourselves, because certain type of men already know not to even respond to you or walk up to you or try to talk to you based on your presence. So I think if we carry ourselves a certain way, we will eliminate probably half the battle. If we have the no nonsense, if we $10 in cash, $11 on tap, if we have that mindset, if we hold ourselves to a certain caliber as a woman, we have already weeded out a third of the population of men that comes our way.
Because you'll have one or two or try to.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to shoot the shot. They're going to try their
men
best.
Men love a challenge.
But I just think that if you're upfront and honest about your situation, it, like you said, it would definitely eliminate a lot of things.
Yeah.
And then you can't keep playing the game, because
it's going to. And we ain't got these raggedy people coming in our presence thinking that they can shoot their shot because they throw us crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Don't crumb me. I want the whole loaf.
Yeah.
And I want a fresh baked loaf.
Be honest.
I don't want
the crumbs. Whole thing is be honest. And I'm not sure, like, we don't know, because of course we've heard the rumors of maybe Megan asking for the $70,000. We don't know if that's true or whatever up front or whatever to be the girlfriend, or we don't know if Clay, I mean, apparently they were in a
relationship.
I don't know if it was committed, because the way it sounded now, it sounds like he wanted to date other people, or he was dating other people.
She said he didn't know if he wanted to be monogamous.
And that's what I'm saying. So, you know, and I know this poly life is going crazy right now and everybody wants to, you know, date or what have you, but have that conversation up front and say, this is the lifestyle that I live.
Yeah.
So we can make the choice if we want to be a part of that lifestyle.
And make the choice together.
And that's, I thought that's, they that's, bought a house together.
Yeah, they did. They did. Mm. That, and that's why I say that is a level of commitment. When you purchasing real estate together, we not just fucking around.
But see, at that point.
And they bought that house together months ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, but one thing I have noticed, I'm very mean to my men. I am. And I'm just going to be straight up. I don't fuck around. This, I got a program. I got rules and regulations around here. You don't want to act right, you getting cut.
Well, don't say you're mean. You just say you're
I'm very, you're I'm very firm and strict. Yeah. I don't give men no leeway with shit. None. I'm not playing with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not your mama. Mm-hmm. I don't like you. Mm-hmm. You in here by the skin of your goddamn teeth anyway. I'll get rid of your ass and have five more to replace you. Don't forget who the fuck I am. And I need them to know that. Mm-hmm. So when you come over here and you think that this is Carowinds and you're going to play around, it's a goddamn amusement park.
Well, that's how you weed them out.
It's very triggering. Mm-hmm. It's very triggering, because you don't know what the fuck I've been through with men, sir. And I tell them, I'm very mm-hmm. transparent. So if you're not here to make my life easier, go head on somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute I start to trust you and let my hair down and feel like I can live in my feminine softness, and then you make me have to be masculine and be a nigga again, I don't trust you. I don't feel safe with you. And pretty much it's never going to be a trust situation there. So you're just there. You're a placeholder mm-hmm. until I decide I don't want you here anymore. And I mean, that's just the shit that I, and so with that, that's the misandry that I have, or the misandrous behavior that I exude. But it, for some reason, it's very attractive to men.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why.
Because they're still taking it as a game. Like, I'm going to conquer a challenge and I'm going to conquer.
But see, just the mindset that I want to play this game is fucked up within itself. Because why are you over here playing with me? This ain't Candyland, bitch. This ain't Monopoly. I don't go and seek out men and say, oh, he look like he'd be something for me to play with.
Well, see, they think that because of the women that they have encountered.
I don't just be like, oh, let me see how I can fuck with his head and use him and take his money and have a good time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's because of the woman that they encounter.
I don't do that. So if I don't project that energy, I don't want anyone to project that back onto me. I don't do that to people. I don't maliciously try to hurt or do things to people. And I'm going to tell you another thing. If there's a man who has a situation going on or whatever, I don't even come into his life to bother him if I know I'm not able to be the woman that he needs me to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many men I'd say, hey, you need somebody who's a little more patient. You need someone who is a little more understanding to your situation. I'm not that girl. I'm going to take myself out of the equation. You're a really nice guy. I think you have a lot going for you, but I got some shit with me. So we're probably not a good fit. I honestly do that to people. Why you can't do that for me?
Because they are looking for consoling, and they're looking for that intimacy, not saying physical, but they're looking for that intimacy of from someone else, that mm-hmm. whatever they're not getting where they currently are, they're looking for that, or they wanting that from the next person that don't mm-hmm. know them. And then the next thing you know, you're going to fall in line with every other woman that has had issues with this man for the same reason, and then he's going to take his problems on to the next person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because he has to work on him. But he doesn't see him as a problem. He sees everybody else as a problem. Why can't everybody just fall into line like I want them to?
It comes down to the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. You have to always ask yourself when you're dating someone or just living in someone's space. Would I want them to do this to me? Would I want to feel this way? A relationship that I was in, I would always ask that person, hey, how are you feeling in this relationship? Are you okay? Do I make you happy? Are there changes we could make? And he'd be like, no, I'm fine. I'm great. I loved how you treat me. Da 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 da. And that would be the end of the conversation. I might have did this a couple of more times. And I presented to them. I said, do you notice how I always ask you how you're doing, how I'm treating you, how you feel? But you never ask me that back. You never ask me that back. Why is that? And it took him a minute. And he said, you know what? I don't. How is everything? Are you okay? Do I make you happy? First of all, that was the end of that relationship. So I said, no, I'm not. And just the simple fact that you didn't ask me back and I had to bring it to your attention lets me know that you, if moving forward, all you give a fuck is for how you feel. You don't care how I feel. As long as you're getting what you need from the relationship, mm-hmm. you're good. And so in turn, because you're good, you just seem to think that I'm good. So that lets me know if I continue a relationship with you, this shit going to be one-sided than a motherfucker. And I'm never going to be happy in it. So I'm going to dead this shit right now. Because number one, I'm not going to keep bringing shit to your attention that I need you to be intuitive enough to know, well, if she asking me, maybe I should ask her. I'm not going to do it. We're at this place in our lives. What did we say? Everything's supposed to be coasting. Mm-hmm. I'm mm-hmm. not trying too hard with nobody no more. Mm-mm. Period. The minute it's some goddamn turbulence on the plane, I'm putting my fucking parachute on and I'm jumping out that motherfucker. I'm just not. And I think I'm the woman. I'm the woman that this man spoke of in this post. And I'm totally okay with my decision. And I'm totally okay with being by myself for the rest of my fucking life.
As long as you're comfortable, and you know what you want,
right.
then it mm-hmm. that's fine.
That's
but
on you.
I know I ain't comfortable being by myself.
I mean, what you got to do? What if you got to go get your little piece of something and then go on back home? Would you be okay then?
I think it's more about companionship that people want.
Yeah. But, you know, I always listen to your shoes like, I can live in my house and you can live in your house and we can coexist. I don't think I could do that. I know I can't do that. But
I think it's more about companionship.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want that.
But it works for you because it gives you peace.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I ain't there yet.
I've always been a loner. So, yeah. I mean, that's just me. It's not normal.
But
it's my norm.
Well, I don't know if it's not normal because some marriages are that way.
That
some
way.
Relationships.
They are.
It's more common than you think. And I've some celebrities live that way mm-hmm. and some common people live that way. I don't think it's a negative thing. It's what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
I just know me and how I am. I think we spoke about this. I mm-hmm. draw my energy from being around people.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
You recharge in your best self when you are alone mm-hmm. and you can gather yourself better. Mm-hmm. And then you are able to go amongst the masses or a select group of people and feel good. And then it's like, okay, I need to go back into my, what you call it, honeycomb
mm-hmm.
and recharge. Whereas me, I'm like the butterfly. I have to fly. I got to be around. I'm like the butterfly. I'm on this leaf. I'm flying to that leaf. I'm on that leaf. Like, just to be around the atmosphere. So it's just tomato, tomato, to each his own. Yeah. So,
because even when I had a husband and we lived together, I had my own space, my own time, my own.
And there's right. people that live in the same home, but they have their separate living arrangements.
It works. Yes. But yeah. I guess when you're with your person, it's not forced. Will work.
Right.
Like, and that's the key. It should not feel forced.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the two have to be aligned on whatever is decided.
Right.
Yes.
And you gotta know, and you gotta communicate, and you gotta be honest when you communicate.
Amen.
I'm gonna stop saying you have to communicate. You have to be honest.
Yes.
When you communicate, or it's not going to work.
Exactly. Because I couldn't be a man who wants to be next to my woman and Yoshi wants to be in her own space. That's not gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be on the same. We have to be on the same page
right.
in order for it to be,
or have a happy medium,
or that in order for it to work and to be successful. Because it will not be successful if we are unbalanced.
Amen.
And it
because
goes,
you're gonna try to live that facade. The facade really is going to fade, and
yep.
then you're gonna be like, okay, well. Oh, what shit. Happened?
Because exactly, if I know I'm a person that is a clinger I like the attachment, and you are a person that just wants their space, we're gonna bump heads. We're gonna argue about any and everything just so one of us can have that space away from the other. It's gonna mm-hmm. be chaotic.
Yeah.
So you gotta be and honest, you like you said. Yeah.
Yeah. What you don't want to happen as well is you don't want to try to mirror that person when you know you're not. That is not your personality.
Oh, it's hard to mirror someone else's personality because it's not your own.
It's not your mm-hmm. own, and like I said, it'll end up just being disastrous.
Yes. Oh gosh. Yes.
Take us out. The gig's up.
Good Lord. I feel like we just started. Well, with that being said, never miss an episode on our website at thevarynecessarypodcast.com. And you can catch us on all social handles at thevarynecessarypodcast. And send us an also very necessary letter to our Gmail at thevarynecessarypodcast@gmail.com.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and it's the perfect time to check in with yourself and those around you. Mental health is just as vital as physical health, yet it often carries weight of silence that doesn't belong there. Whether you are navigating a busy season or simply looking to maintain your peace, here is a quick guide to prioritizing your well-being this month. Practical ways to honor your mind: set intentional boundaries, practice soft energy, audit your digital space, normalize the conversation. Always resources and support: National Suicide and Crisis Hotline. You can call or text 988. Utilize it, y'all. We're out.